Sweetest.
Off the wire. Hot off the wire with Al Friedis on the Russ Parr Morning Show.
Congrats to Jordan Sparks and Jason Derulo. Wow. They are engaged. She's been wearing, she wore a wedding ring out on the red carpet yesterday. She looks so good. Yeah.
Yes, she does.
After only 5 years of marriage, Timbaland's wife Monique has filed for divorce. She wants alimony, life insurance, lawyer's fees, child support for their 5-year-old daughter, and she wants child support for her 10-year-old child from a previous relationship. TMZ sources say Dr. Conrad Murray will not be practicing medicine in California when he's released in a couple of weeks. Apparently, the medical board started the ball rolling to revoke Murray's license, but it's been put on hold while he tries to get an appeals court to reverse the verdict. ASAP Rocky hasn't been charged with slapping that female fan at an event in Philly because, well, they can't find him to serve him. But they are still looking if you're listening, bro. MTO claims Christopher Williams put hands on Kenya Moore's best friend, Brandon, and Candy Burris. Now, this happens on the next season of Housewives of Atlanta, but have you seen the trailer for season 7? Me and Brit was oh my God. Phaedra's husband is accusing Kenya of offering him oral. Candy's mom wants Candy's fiance to sign a prenup. He says no. Plus, Candy's mom accuses Candy's best friend of messing with her fiance. I hope all that happens during the first show so I can only have to watch one show. BET's The Game is bringing back one of its most popular characters, Brittany Daniel, a.k.a. Kelly Pitts. Guess who her longtime boyfriend is? I had no idea. Ooh. She and Keenan Ivory Wayans have been together like forever.
I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Kim Kardashian will not be getting a walk on, or actually a star on the walk, or Hollywood's Walk of Fame. My Lord. The Walk of Fame people basically say it's for real stars, not reality stars who starred in sex tapes. Jamie Foxx is shutting down rumors that he's dating Katie Holmes. Foxx says the rumor started after he and Katie Holmes danced at a charity event over the summer. He says he's cool with Katie's ex, Tom Cruise, and unlike Soup, he don't want Tom's sloppy seconds.
I don't want it either.
Beyonce is reportedly planning to drop a new single in late November or early December. Now, this is right in the middle of several other highly anticipated fall releases like those from Katy Perry, Britney Spears, Lady Gaga. Sources say a video for the top secret single is already shot. It's ready to go, but if this is the one they shot at Coney Island, it's not all that top secret. We already saw the pictures.
Seen it.
Meanwhile, Beyonce's Mrs. Carter show tour is scheduled to return for another U.S. leg in early December.
All right.
Lastly, Eminem is heading back to SNL. It's going to be November 2nd. Everybody's going to be watching, maybe for Eminem, maybe for Kerry Washington, who will be hosting. I can't wait to see her do funny stuff. I'm Al Friedis. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to the RestPartMorningShow.com. Of course, you can get at me via Twitter @FriedisFlix.